Terms of the sugya of Merkav. So Merkav is not so much mentioned in the Gemara, it's more mentioned in the Gdele Achrenim. And Shmuel brings down the Skamas HaPoiskim is the Pasal Esther in the Merkav. What's the Sivis HaDavar? They say different reasons. Some the Vosh wants to say because maybe it's like Nevda Ba'Avera, he did Avera with it. It's Kalayim, he did Avera. And being that he did Avera with it, therefore it's not something we write to use for the Helgim Mitzvahs Esri. On that, the Chayim Ma'ira, the Chayira that who says it's done by Avera, most work was done by Gayim, not done by Yidden. So, you know, why is the Bechal, why is it considered that that it's considered not done by Avera? Another Malach is that it's considered that most Malach is just not Esrik. You know, Esrik is one which is pure, once it's mixed in with other Minim, other Zachin. It's felt in the Shem Esrik, and nothing is not going to be kosher. There's another time, maybe it's a Pesul Chaser. If we look at that part, it's not part of the Esrig, and therefore we down it as the Psal of Chaser. Now the Shaila is B'shas Adchak. The only Esrig you have is Esrig Merkav, what's going to be the Halacha. So nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have the Swagim around. This is the Shaila, it was very Negei in the olden days. It's a Maisa, the Shach. Shach was in Prague, and only Esrig in town was in Merkav. So, Rav the Sea, Marash said, no good. The Shach was there, and the Shach said, it's good. So the Mechab of the Shach, he's going to be the Baal HaBracha. He's going to make the Bracha of the Esrig. It's good. So he's going to go in and do it. So he came and picked up the Esrig and fell on the floor and came Pasul Chaladeis. So the Shach, Avin Nezer brings down to Sama Zayin. Shach said he saw as a sign that shouldn't have been Mekel and you know, can't be Mekel with Esrig and Merkav. So you know the Bach, the Maisa, Chibus of Bach is Merkav, but the Maisa, the Skamas of the Paiskim is that Merkav is something which is going to be possible, it's not going to be Kasha. Which we discuss is that you have nothing in the city. So is it better than nothing or not? So in our summary, it's not Machriya, it means not Tudeus. It is better, it's not better. When nothing in the city brings down Tudeus, the Maisa and Tafresh Mentes, he says, if you have nothing in the city, he's very, very Chazak against Merkav, and he says that he shouldn't go ahead and use the Merkav. Let's say you have a Suffolk Merkav. So Relacha brings down. Am I Mishbarir? No, didn't come yet. If you have a Suffolk Merkav. So the Relacha discusses. He said, "Can Zanik use Samachan Roiv?" And the Ma'aser Roiv and Soigim are not Merkav, and being that Roiv and Soigim aren't Merkav, so he brings down that. And those are also reversing. Why don't we do it? Why can't we dine tzarchiin? I'm going to suffer Merkav in Ach. You take without a bracha. The Ma'aser Paisim say, "Bizan is that." The Zman Hazeh, we lost the Schejman of like Roiv or not Merkav, and that Lav Dafka is going to be B'chlal the Mitzvahs. So, one of the most important thing in the Esrig is you want to make sure that it's Esrig. It's not a Lemon, it's not a Merkav, it's not something else. So, how does one know in terms of whether that is Esrig is considered Esrig or Kosher? So, the place can be down all sorts of Simonim, how to tell. The place can say, B'zman Hazeh, even then, there's Vikuach, like someone has Simon, because the Sefer says Simon only can pass, so someone can be master. The place of his mind is that Simon aren't so much the Iker. You can have things which don't have Simon, which might be Kasher, and you can have, if they have Simon, if there's a Chazak and Kubal that's Kasher, then it's going to be okay. So I'm going to go through quickly the different Sregim which are out there on the Shuk, just the basic where it comes from, what they are. So what's Esrig Chazanish? Esrig Chazanish is like this, that the Chazanish took Esrig, went over to Rav Halperin and to Rav Yehuda Lefkowitz, put the seeds in an envelope, and gave it to both of them, and they told them to plant. It's Kedar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, like, you know, Rebbe, you have to plant the Esrig tree, like, you have to know how to use it and grow it, and it takes a lot of time. And I'm like, I'm a Shiva, I don't really know anything about agriculture, I'm clueless. So Chazanish said, I'll daven for you, and but you're not going to do much tircha, and I'll call you a Beseda. He planted in his house in his chotzer esrog tree and it grew, and that's what the Lefkowitz esrogim are, all coming from seeds of those esrogim which Chazanish said they were good. That's what's come from. That's what Halperin esrogim are also. And the Bina Maisa Chazish went to Mechidu Bar Maestrig. Didn't like it so much. So anyway, he went, Chazim himself, you know, went to Mechidu's house, very old, climbed on the tree with his rizas, and, you know, picked himself out a good Esrig. So that's the Chazish and Esrig are coming from that Maisa, from those two places. Chazish was Machriya. There's no Chazish working on those two on this Esrig, and that's where everything. What do you say? It's a good question, exactly how he knew. It's a good question how 100% he knew. That he, I guess he held those places at like Chazaka, that was good, but fine. What? No, like he's Mavarik, like there wasn't Betzir of Chazaka, Betzir of that. You know, it used to be Esrog Eretz like this. In the olden days, it's going back like whatever, all that Esrog Eretz saw Chazaka, they were Kasher. Why? Because Arabs didn't do Arkava, and just that was the Metzias. And everything was Mekubal to be Kasher. At the beginning, when the Chazanish was here, so the Bedats like basically took from all the Esrog Eretz as well, and it started to be Moiron, the Yaffa ones, I think it was, and some of them started to be Moiron. Maybe there are problems, there are issues. The Chazanish got from a place, where he got it from, a place where there's a Chazaka that they weren't doing Arkava yet. And therefore, right, Hakava is a science. You have to know what you're doing. So just Mesias was that the place where they weren't in the business of Hakava, and that's where the Chazanish Esrogim come from. Fine. What else is there? So there's Ravim in Esrogim. That gives a hechsher by the Bedats. Similar nusuk to the Chazanish, it was the Meral Diskin. Meral Diskin said, this is a good Esrog. He gave it to Bravimin, and that's where Bravimin and Esrogim are. Chazanish looked at the Bravim Esrog, says has all the simonim of Markov, every single simon in the book. Navas, okay, Meral Diskin says some Seder. That's what Meral Diskin said. Now, there is in the Bravim Esrogim, there are different levels of it. You know, there are Chalakim, which had got Markov, and there are some which have more of a Chazaka. In the olden days, it was Bravim Esrogim, they were good. Then some of them weren't good, and then they took a chilek of it, reprinted, you know, which were good. And you have to know which ones, yeah, which ones not. It's not always as simple. What? Did it all start in the same place? Yeah, but maybe even Shtam's good, maybe a mark of it afterwards. What?
You said 20 years later,
so all the places are having some level of pikuach on the place. You want to go down to whatever, you go to Beit Shemesh, and you see what they're doing, right? It's open field. It's not, you're not doing this underground, right? You know, so... you just walk into the field and you can see exactly how they're doing our cover or they're doing whatever. And, you know, that's
all they check in the lab every Esrog. That's
how it's resolved. Find out if it's a local or not. Would that work? I don't know. Maybe. Can they call? Are they able to, test such a thing? Huh? That's how it works. I have no idea. Okay. Now there's Esrog Chedera. The Chedera Esrogim. Which the Vedas give Esrei, gives a Hekshah to. They asked the Chazanish, is it Kashal Bracha? And he said, yes, Poipri Eitz. And he held that it's Mamash Pasol. And what? Markov, yeah, Markov, yeah. They're from Chedera, I'm saying. He held that they're in the places that were Chashash Markov, and he held that those are going to be a problem. Okay, what else is out there? There's Yavna Esrei, Yanava Esrei. So I've seen them, I'm very into it. Say a lesson about Tanya. About Tanya said, what do Klai Yisrael use Dalaminim in the Midbar? Like, Echaya, what do they do? No fields over there. And said that. And then they come, they went to Yanava to get the Esrogim and they brought it back. And in Italy.
Italy wasn't
around. The Chassam Sefer brought down it. I kept on his man as you have to know really what's going on. Michal doesn't have the. That definitely doesn't, you know, the Yichus. I think between the World Wars, I think it lost the Yichus and Lav Davka has Yichus. You have to know. You have to know. Not sure. But you have to know. They held them, sir. Said, yeah, because it's all that. I'm saying, just. Now, there's Taimani and Moroccan Esrogim, which a lot of people like to get. In the olden days, also definitely Timanim had a Cheskes Kashrus, a stipel used to always make a bracha on Timani Esrogim. All the Svaridim do it on the Timani Esrogim. And, you know, those had a Shtakim service to the Davis. They say Bizman Azel, you should just make sure it has some type of Hakshar in it. Doesn't do that's Hakshar, it makes some type of Hakshar because there is some type of Murkav, which kind of involved it. They're marking it, so Gemara Sarach, Shachan brings down, he made a brach on it, Sheva Levi has a shuva about it, Mechzitzchak, and Marakan Esrigim also. Biskrov, you stick in Marakan Esrig. He's not taking Marakan Esrigim. What? I'll stick Marakan Esrigim. They say also, just make sure some type of, you know, that you just have to know the two types, you have to know that's the right ones. Now, so there are many people who take a lot of Esrigim. There are some who take a lot of Esrigim. Because they take a Chaznish Esrig, they take a Marakan, they take money, because they want to be Mahadar to get something which is, you know, or to get sure, make sure that they're getting Esrig. And the Ma'ad take a lot of Esrigim. So the Shaila is, when you take a lot of Esrigim, what should you do first? Let's say something which you have a more of a Chazaka as Kasher, but it's not as nice. Let's say a lot of them Merakim Esrigim. Like, Batlochen, Ta'atzen. Oh, Tamani get mixed up with? Tamani, yeah. Tamani Esrigim. They're always, but the huge, like, big, like, you know, and they're not. So something not as nice. It's not as nice, but it's definitely Kasher. Or something nicer, but not as good level on the kashrus. So the question is, the seder adav or what should go first? Do you do the one which is the nicer one first, but maybe it's not kasher, or do the one which is more, or you do the one which is for sure you're going to be yotzeh. So Rav Chaim held that you should do the bracha on the one which is not as nice. Why? He's being raised in the Sugya Shabbos that hiddur mitzvah only can be done before yotzeh the mitzvah. Once you're in the mitzvah, there's no inyan of the mitzvah. So one, you bad day you're with Nazim Hodr. Then after he's taken Hodr to go on, so he didn't do any hiddur. Because you already you're in the mitzvah. Once you're in the mitzvah, there's no hiddur mitzvah. If he says take the hiddur mitzvah one first, if you're in the mitzvah and you got the hiddur mitzvah, then now you're okay, you're doing the next one. And that's what Rav Chaim was not doing. So there are a lot of caches that I'm going to have time to be married now in all those sigis. There's Rashi Menachis, the other areas, which mashma, what's good with the hefsik? L'chor, there's a hefsik between the bracha and etzem kiyum. L'chor, that should be somewhat of an issue, and then therefore those mar and Rav Chaim. The Biskarov said Rav Chaim only says his yisoid by esrik, as opposed to all other mitzvahs he's dealing with, I don't know, what the example you're dealing with? Shafer, I guess, one's Mahodra. It's not really Mahodra, Shafer. If you have you dealing with any other mitzvah, whatever you're dealing with, say, Ner Hanukkah. So, you know, one's about the Eitzah, one year, whatever, it's like that. So then, Enechanami, you'd be a Hafsek of the Bracha, and you know, you don't have to do it. By Dalamina, being that the Dalamina, you can make a Bracha Zachazah, so I'm holding a Luav, so the Bracha's gone on the Luav. If you have a Hafsek between the Bracha and the Chalois, it's a Bayah. The Dalamin we saw, you can make a bracha, pick up the Esrig, the Lulav you can do Zachazah. So being that the bracha is Chal on the Lulav, so even therefore it's not considered a Hefsik, and if ever like, oh, afterwards I go ahead and take the Esrig. But Kapanam, Vinishvi, one of the most important things in your Dalaminim is, make sure you're buying it from a place which is Muchsik, Bekashris, from Ish Neman, that it's getting from a good paradise, and that's reliable. That's one of the most important things you can get. What?
Someone in Meshulam
has a bid and Ishnaman, I'm saying. But there has to be somebody who is Ishnaman, and that's coming from a place.
What about like the California aspect?
Not so familiar with American territory, but what are they claiming? Like from where? They say Chaznish, they say. What? Okay, so they're saying they took it from Halpern or Lefkowitz, it's one of the two, I'm saying, yeah.
Last year I got Morocco or something.
Okay, so they went to Morocco and planted it or whatever, I don't know.
That means it has to be certain Chaznish, it's nothing to do with Morocco, meaning nothing to do with the Yichus, like Morocco or
Hep. Chayr, yeah. Yeah, now in terms of the... If it's from Ishnam, when you're getting from a reliable place, anyway, you know, if you went from a reliable place, you know, the brisk is like getting from Shapiro, right? If it's from a reliable, Cooper and Nasa. It's different paradisim. I don't know. I'm not sure all the. Fine. Now, this, in terms of size, sure, Esrig is small, sure, it's Esrig cut in the pumpkin's base. If it's kibetza, then it's going to be kasha. This doesn't make it. A lot of times you have a swagim in terms of the size. So, first, Shadow is going to get a size is Esrig kibetza. Now, you do a that the tzlach is manazen, it's kind of shirim, and that the Beitzim got small. Therefore, when you're dealing with Hilchas Brachas, you're dealing with Kiddush, you're dealing with all Shirim, you have to double it. Because we say that you only can't get the Beitzim as Manazes, it's kind of Shirim, and if you have to go in and double it in order for it to be kosher. So, Shail is, when it comes to Esrig, do you have to double it or not? So, basically, the Bar Halacha brings down that some say for Kopayav, they die Kabeitzim as Manenu. Why? Because it says, even if the Beitzim got smaller, but it's a kol fias man. If the beitzim got smaller, so the esrogim got smaller, and therefore the whole part of it is that's not k'sig ma'pri. So if the beitzim got smaller, esrog got smaller. If you go baser beitzim manenu, and therefore it's going to be a much smaller share. Any example of the pri yakiv, nachin should be machmir to get if the esrog, which is going to be two beitzim. Chazir shen uksim gimel zayin, he'll make her din that you have to go with the two kibeitzim, and therefore that's going to have to be the share. So how much is that? So in measurement, the beitz is about 50 grams, and it's going to be like 100 grams. They have skills, you know, in order to measure the esrogim. Now, sometimes, most of the esrogim, with decent size esrogim, will be for sure going to be this size. Sometimes they have esrogim which are very waterlogged. And as Yom Tov goes on, they shrivels and shrinks and gets smaller. And then it turns less than the shear. And the shail is, if that happens, what's going to be...
What's the shear?
Chazin should be 100 grams.
So,
yeah, 100 grams. He's going to Scottish Shore. So let's say you have a Esrig which is waterlogged and got smaller over Sukkot.
Did that happen because of the use of the Esrig?
No, because it was, they pumped up with water right before, so it's tons of water, and the water just goes away. Saying, you can feel a lot of times, it's not as chazak over there. So if it's close to the shear, and if it's waterlogged, it's not so recommended to get it. So the Belacha brings down, the Chay Adam, that if it had the shear as money and it gets smaller, Chay Adam says it's no good. It's not because it's hotter. Chay Adam, B'Kagis is nothing else. To believe B'Bracha, I feel B'Yoyim Rishon, to believe B'Bracha, I feel B'Yoyim Rishon. The Chazan Ish is very extra-chilic. He says, what do you mean? The chesaron of a small shear is not chesaron hotter. The Gemara says, like Gemara Pri. So if it was a Gemara Pri, and if it was getting smaller, it already had the Gemara Pri. Therefore, the Chazan Ish chilic and he held that it's going to, you know, he's chilic and he's chilic on the Be'alach, and he holds that it's not B'Sol Hadr. And the Gemara says, B'Sol Hadr. The Gemara says, Gemara Pri. The question is, are we, at the end, are we staying with the psal of Hadar Aso or just Gemara Pri? So Chazir says, no, that's kind of Gemara Pri. There's no psal Hadar. Never Chazir wants to tell you that there would not be a issue.
What about
Yom Tov Sheni? There's another reason. Oh, you have a tzir if you mean. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. You have a tzir. Yeah, you have a tzir. Now, in Shana Lach is a reason that you have an esrog which is very, like, narrow and long. So it's not like the normal size of a beitza, but the mice altogether is going to be like a beitza. Okay, you guys probably aren't getting those swagim. But Akibani says that would be considered okay, because the mice will be, yes, be considered a share beitza. Fine, back to Sefia Dalad. We're finishing up the unfinished, right? I hope, right? Okay, I wish I obviously could finish.
What about black dog?
I was like, what? We spoke very because about last time. So. Mazel tov. Yeah. you think it was the day you breastfeed today, right? Yeah, the day you breastfeed. Yeah, that's what it was. So the Chayyar brings down if it has a chazazis, which is going to be possible. If you kill it, it's choizel amar esrog, it's going to be kosher. So Mishra says when you kill it to make sure it's a chiddush, it was possible, you go and make this, it makes it a kosher. He says you have to make sure that it's not going to be chaser, can move on. And you have to make sure that's not going to be chaser. What's the chaser? We spoke about before. What's got the chaser? How much does it have to be in the chaser? No, I'm saying it has to be either which part is chaser. So we said, according to Mr. Brewer, even the green, yellow, we'll speak about in a second, and according to chaser, you have to get down to the white. Fine, someone's holding his esrog and he dropped it by mistake into his pot of water, which is warm up for macaroni. And he took it out. So what's going to do the halacha? Why?
Too short.
Too short? I don't know. How long did it take to get cooked?
It's been 8 minutes.
Huh?
It's
18 minutes, that's by Kavish. This is a hot macaroni on a fire. Yes, you have to know how long it's going to be. Well, according to the words Mornigaitas, it's going to give the sugya of Kavish. That it's brought down that Kavish is going to be considered pasul. What's considered Kavish? So it's going to get a lot of times you put Yidal Minim in order. So the question is what? Right. So the question is it going to be considered? Now it's going to get it only says Kavish by Esther. It doesn't say about other Yidal Minim. What's going to Kavish? The Kavish is either water 24 hours. Or if you have chaymitz or something sharp, so there it says much less. Machlek is 6 minutes, 18 minutes, in terms of what's going to be considered this year. The ma'isa state only by asterik. The shah is what's going to be by other minim. What? Is it in kavish or not? Are you sticking to water? It doesn't get in kavish. It's there 24 hours. It's sort of cooked, and therefore.
It's all kavish.
What?
It's all kavish.
It's like a shina in the chafzak, Kipshute, saying. But akapanim, good, is that it? So the maisa, some seif and shuvah goes like that. The maisa, we yes, we considered a problem. The pesach shuvah we saw in Pezayin, he says that leimotzinu kavish by not oichol. Oichol is a concept of kavish. When you know sharminim, he says there wouldn't be considered a matzah kavish. There's a ksas raya from the Mishabrua in Tafresh and Rav, I think it was. He's discussing, what is that? Of when the changing the water on Shabbos, having the water in there, some shmish, tofresh and dalet. It sounds like you're having the, on Shabbos, he says, yeah, it sounds like you're having the dalaminim in the water over Shabbos. And he doesn't tell you, oh, the dalaminim in the water over Shabbos is going to be puzzle. So Shmish Shabbos is being right from within. Mishpul is dafka psal esrig. It's not going to be psal by other things. Yes, when you get Shini Mara, just quickly, it's getting late over here. Sunday mention we're going vaitam. We'll maybe give a chazar chabur on the whole seminar on esrig for those who are interested. Maybe we'll do that Sunday morning. Oh, it's slicha, so I'm going to be a little tired. I guess at 10 o'clock maybe, we should do it at 10? I guess we'll do it at 10 o'clock. Yeah, if any changes, I'll send out an email. Fine. Fine, just a couple more things. I'm going to get an etzem. Color of the esrig. Machayr means that yorik, which is doing this, we have said it's possible, veve shak green, unless it's mechuz the mara esrig, it's going to call to the mara esrig. If the mission brings out a tev of that place, is the esrig could go change colors, so then it's going to be okay. Shita zabach is a duo the bach holds that green esrig is not considered kasha esrig. The mara starts off saying it's sign harder, and then the mara says, the mara says, ask my pri. And the Bach holds that Lamaisa is not considered a kasha esrig, and green is no good. Mishmur brings down, not like that. He says, I feel like the yark is mikasher. Deloika Bach, shemachem b'zeh. So habi achreinim, not like the Bach, which is machem b'zeh, and not like the Bach, which is machem, that it can't be. It can't be green. Now, lemaisa, to get a starker green, there are two reasons why one shouldn't get a starker green. Reason number one is, like I mentioned last time, that if you have a black dot, so if it's not nicker, it's kosher. But if it comes nicker, it's going to be pasul. So a lot of times, it's very, very green, and over yontif, it starts changing, it comes more yellow, now it's going to be nicker. So therefore, that's one reason why not to get a green. In my Zan, the Chiluk of Sim and Samarai brings down that the Rechaim and the Brisker Rav, Kavadani also Shom Zan, they were Machmer for the Shiz Zabach, that the Yalad Zabach is a nice Chumra, and therefore they were Machmer not to get green, and they got yellow as Swagan. So definitely a good thing to be Machmer, if possible, not always so practical, but definitely yellow is definitely a very, very Shtaker Milo. And there is a way to make from green to yellow if you put it into apples. So that makes it, you can change the colors. You have to know what you're doing. because if it has a pitum, it can make the pitum fall off. You have to know how to do it. But there's a way, I guess the moichah zaka, how to change that zaka from green to yellow. There's a way to do it.
Partly green.
Huh? Partly green. Okay, so partly green gets in shalom and shini mara. So the mechaber brings down if you have a shini mara, so then that's going to be possible. What's the shini mara? Shachar lavan. Makachad pasul ruba. Yishlan shalom is nechazaz. Feel me. You have a shini mara, which is if shini mara on roiv esrig or on the chaitim or two or three places, that's going to be possible. What's considered shini mara? So, machlokes is a dafka maris psulis, black and white, or green, case of a sada. Yesh imrem, even maris ksheris is not considered hadar and it's be a pasul. Why? Because not hadar. So, machlokes is it dafka maris ksheris is going to be considered a psul hadar, or even maris psulis, or even maris ksheris. Even my series is going to be an issue. Yeah, so this can be very negia, for example. You have an esrig which is yellow and has a bunch of green spots. So is that considered a manumer with Maris Kseris or not? What did I say?
It's like pie dye.
Ma'aser of Nissen, Shem Zalman, they say, or they say Shem Yashiv, they want to say like you're saying that. The only time they say it's like a number or something like, something which is just a normal Tevedika stage, how as it grows, that's not going to be considered a number, and therefore they want to say that it's going to be okay. Ma'aser, if you mark around that, it'll come out a lot of most of the sorghum problems, a good percentage of sorghum problems. It changes in colors, you get a nice kuzum to yellow esrog. Now, in terms of which are considered Maris. Well, Maris is considered Shini Maira, so black is considered Shini Maira, white is considered Shini Maira. Brown, they say, depends. A very light brown is okay, but it's like a darkish brown. It's like not clear exactly what exact color is. Then I said something which would be, that would be an issue. Now, it's only a problem if it doesn't come off. If something comes off, then lamaisa is not going to be an issue. The only time it's a problem is if mamash part of that is some kind of esrog. If something which comes off, that bechal would not be considered. That bechal is not considered a issue, and it's okay. Shurim is on red. He's mechalim says edem umar esrog. Brings up prima galdim, which says that if it's very very red, it's going to be pasul. Light red is going to be kosher. Our chashulchan says maybe red is going to be kosher. So a lot of times it's just dirt and you can take it off. So, but the moichah, a lot of times they could just clean off for you. The issue is when it's not dirt and they start pecking away, take away things that are part of that, some chelik esrog, you know, and sometimes make a chaser, and you know, that could be an issue. One last halacha is that a lot of times over sukkahs, so the esrog, if you hold the esrog like that, so it sweats, when it sweats, you get some brown spots on it. So the shaila is now that now turned into menumer. So it's light brown, okay, fine. Is that turned into menumer, and therefore it's gonna be a chesaron and that's some chelik of the esrog. So you did some sefer, not in shuvah, some sefer in Aladaf. He writes that that's considered hovar is a psul hadar. This is considered even more hadar. It's coming from the mitzvah. Sweat from the mitzvah is gevada gazach, and therefore, he says it's not a problem, and forget it's even maybe even hiddur to get such a thing. Yeah. Now, what's this? Some savior saying. Some savior saying. The upside is that it's like, even though it's bad, but like depends why where it came from, and that's considered hiddur. So if Yakis said like any layer rakis, right? It was bad. Why? Because she was. It looks bad. It was a shvach, right? because being that it came from, she's crying because of Esav, therefore it's a shvach, even over here. Maybe it looks bad, but if it comes from a mitzvah, a grace of Zach, then that's going to... So number one, the choira, it's only if it happens because of the mitzvah, right? If it happens before, my soul will be considered a yeshiva. Isn't it koach, it's some sefer, it's a chesem for aladaf. Some say it's achsa servant tshuva, so maybe, maybe it wasn't an halacha, just saying a gemara share. And you know, it wasn't an halacha, and therefore maybe it can be sivach in some sefer. This over yashim, is like a very like... The Gemara and the Halacha is different. Like, what are you talking about? Like, man, yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, and about there's no difference because safer and shuvis, or and about it's all one thing. No, that was chayr and happy. You know, it's when you, that was chayr and happy. I guess not bad.